Time now for the news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies and a high of 40. I'm Bryce Thompson reporting the news. Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for the person or persons who entered a construction trailer on I-64 and a lock was cut off and taken from the trailer was a concrete chop saw, echo generator, predator generator, a steel backpack blower, and the security camera. Call or text Crime Stoppers at 618-842-9777. More news right after this.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Your family's care team is close to home at Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics in McLeansboro and Carmine. From routine care, vaccines and DOT physicals, to disease management, x-ray, lab work and COVID testing. With 9 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, Hamilton Memorial has you covered. Plus, for those unexpected illnesses, our weekend walk-in clinics in Carmine and McLeansboro. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics. Here for you now, like we've always been.
When Famous Footwear is your gifting go-to, it's no coincidence that you're famous for giving the perfect presents. With brands like Nike for the sporty, Hey Dude for the fun-loving, Doc Martens for the real originals, Converse and Vans for the fashionably chill, and Timberland and Faerpas for the boot lovers. We've got the famous brands to make their holiday season. Shop online and at a local Famous near you.
And now for the rest of the news. The family of Wayne County Deputy Sean Riley will be in charge of lighting the official Christmas tree on the courthouse square prior to Saturday's Christmas parade in Fairfield. The lighting will take place at 4:45 p.m. The Riley family, along with the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, will also be collecting donations at the Festival of Lights in Leo French Park on December 7th in honor of Riley. The money that is raised will be used to select a display for the Festival of Light to honor Deputy Riley. Save the date. On December 14th from 5 to 7 p.m., the Wayne County Chamber of Commerce is hosting a chamber mixer sponsored by CSI Insurance, who will be celebrating 70 years of serving Fairfield and the surrounding communities. The location of the mixer will be in Brian and Barbara Williams' home. For the address, call the chamber office at 618-842-6116. Growls and Meows Veterinary Clinic will be hosting a ribbon cutting and grand opening this Saturday, December the 3rd at 9 a.m. The Veterinary Clinic is located at 101 Railroad in Sisney. This is a public event. Plan to attend and help the community congratulate Growls and Meows Veterinary Clinic on their new Sisney facility. Wayne County Sheriff's reported a crash on November 27th around 6:30 p.m. Monty D. Ewing, age 39, of Fairfield, was northbound on County Road 1225 East and north of 675 North in a 2016 Chevy 1500 when a deer ran into the roadway, causing Ewing to strike the deer. There was over $1,500 in damages to the front of the vehicle. The U.S. District Court in Fairview Heights ordered the forfeiture of nearly $250,000 in cash seized from a Fairfield man arrested for being in possession of a large amount of counterfeit goods. Trevor J. Edwards, 21, was arrested earlier this month on a petition to revoke his bond on multiple federal charges related to the trafficking in counterfeit goods, including cell phone cases. In an administrative forfeiture notice, the court ordered the government's seizure of $241,000 in cash, 836 counterfeit designer cellular telephone cases, and Edwards' 2014 GMC Sierra pickup truck. In the original criminal information filled in the case, Edwards is accused of attempting to import for sale a shipment of 500 counterfeit cell phone cases. The shipment from Hong Kong was bound for Edwards at a West Main Street address in Fairfield. After seizing the shipment, Customs and Border Protection agents sent a return receipt to Edwards by certified mail, notifying Edwards that the goods were counterfeit and that importing the goods violated federal federal law. Edwards, officials stated, read the return receipt, accepted delivery, and placed the goods in a storage building where it was later recovered. Investigators also alleged that Edwards transported 336 counterfeit designer cell phones through Washington County, Illinois, with the intent to sell them. Those had a retail value of more than $101,000. At the time of the seizure, Edwards also had $241,000 in cash with him in his vehicle, stuffed inside DeWalt tool bags, plus 2,909 THC vape pens and cartridges from various brands. Edwards remains in custody of the U.S. Marshals Service pending further court appearances in the U.S. District Court in Benton. Florida Police Chief Guy Dury released the following activity report on Monday. On Sunday, November 23rd at 8:47 a.m., Florida Police investigated a traffic crash involving Thomas L. Harmon, 70, of Florida, driving a 2015 Ford and the parked 2017 Toyota belonging to Christy Beachy in the 900 block of West North Avenue. No injuries were reported, and no citations were issued. On Wednesday, November 23rd at 11:59 a.m., Florida Police investigated a traffic crash involving Rick L. Opel, 63, of Florida, driving a 2004 Ford, and Kelly L. Colclasure, 31, of Florida, driving a 2011 Ford at the intersection of East North Avenue and Stanford Road. Opel and Colclasure were taken to Clay County Hospital. No citations were issued. On Wednesday, November 23rd at 10:20 p.m., Florida Police investigated a single-vehicle traffic crash involving James D. Como, 54, of Union, Missouri, near the intersection of Highway 50 and North Stanford Road. No injuries were reported and no citations were issued. On Thursday, November 24th, at 7:18 a.m., Flora Police arrested Shauna Matchett, 44, of Flora, for driving while license revoked following a traffic stop at the intersection of West 12th Street and East Klan Street. On Friday, November 25th, at 10:37 a.m., Flora Police issued Jevin A. Schofield, 21, of Flora, citations for no valid driver's license, squealing, screeching of tires, and operating uninsured motor vehicle following a traffic stop at the intersection of Austin Avenue and East Drive. On Friday, November 25th, at 9:17 p.m., Flora Police arrested Nicole L. Keller, 31, of Flora for driving while license suspended, an outstanding Wayne County warrant, and two outstanding Effingham County warrants following a traffic stop in the 500 block of East 3rd Street. Keller was transported to the Flora Police Department, where she underwent booking procedures and issued a citation for the above offense. She was released with notices to appear. All persons are merely accused of the charges against them and are presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 1,068 new confirmed and probable cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois overnight, including 14 additional deaths since Thursday. There were 95 new cases reported in our area over the holiday weekend, including 13 new cases in Clay County. Since last Monday, there have been 20 new cases of coronavirus diagnosed in Clay County and one death. Since Wednesday, there have been 26 new cases reported in Effingham County, 16 in Marion, 14 in Richland, 13 in Clay, 9 in Fayette and Wayne, and 8 in Jasper County. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 3,869,181 cases, including 35,437 deaths. As of Sunday night, 1,317 individuals in Illinois were reported to be in the hospital with COVID-19. Of those, 139 patients were in the ICU and 41 patients were on ventilators. A total of 25,323,692 vaccines have been administered in Illinois as of Sunday night. The 7-day rolling average of vaccines administered daily is 14,173 doses. Since Wednesday, 55,799 doses were reportedly administered in Illinois. Now time for a look at area river stages as of early this morning. The Little Wabash at Golden Gate set at 5.41 feet with a flood stage of 17 feet. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 4.57 feet with a flood stage of 18 foot. The Skillet Fork at Wayne City had a reading of 5.27 with a flood stage of 15 feet. And elsewhere in the region, the Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 1.62 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi shows 2.61 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 2.87 feet. Today's crude oil price is $71.20, up 96 cents. And the January crude oil price is $79.96. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
When your fields need weed protection, you can rely on the Lion. With up to 6 weeks of residual control of Palmer Amaranth, water hemp, and more tough broadleaf weeds, you can depend on Valor EZ Herbicide by Valent USA to provide a clean pre-emergence foundation. No matter what trait system you use, you'll get excellent rotational flexibility in your fields with control you can rely on. For easy mixing and loading, optimum coverage, and proven residual weed control, the choice is easy. Valor EZ. Always read and follow label instructions.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Dennis Ray Whetstone, 68, of Carmi, Illinois, died Thursday, November 24th. In keeping with Dennis's wishes, he was a tissue donor and his remains were cremated. No services are planned at this time. Shirley Ann Coleman, age 82, of Clay City, Illinois, died Thursday, November 24th. A funeral ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, December 3rd, 2022, at Frankenbright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Oskaloosa Cemetery. A visitation will be held from 5 until 8 p.m. Friday evening, December 2nd, at the funeral home. Tammy Lynn Petty, age 50, of Flora, Illinois, passed away Friday morning, November 25th, 2022, at her home. Private family services will be held. Arrangements are by Frankenbright Funeral Home in Flora. Marion Peanut Frazier, 72, of Wayne City, died on Friday, November 25th. Funeral services for Peanut Frazier will be held at 11 a.m. Thursday, December 1st, at Olive Branch Baptist Church. Burial will follow in Baltimore Cemetery with military rites provided by Anthony Wayne Post No. 176, American Legion, and the Wayne County Post No. 4535, VFW. Visitation will be held on Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. David Allen Harms, 81, of Bone Gap, Illinois, died on Thursday, November 24th. David's visitation will be at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion, Illinois, on Wednesday, November 30th, 2022, from 10 to 12, with the funeral beginning at 12. Burial will be at the Bone Gap Cemetery. Carl Thomas Mezzo, 76, of McLeansboro, Illinois, died on Thursday, November 17th. Funeral mass for Carl Thomas Mezzo will be held on Tuesday, November 29th, 2022, beginning with a recitation of the Rosary at 11 a.m. at the Chapel of St. Clement's Catholic Church in McLeansboro. Interment of ashes will follow at St. Clement of Rome Catholic Cemetery in McLeansboro with graveside military honors provided by a United States Navy Funeral Honors Team and the McLeansboro American Legion Post No. 106. 97-year-old Wayne City resident Dorothy J. Weber died on Friday, November 25th, 2022. Funeral services for Dorothy J. Weber will be held at 1 p.m. Friday, December 2nd, at the Archie L. Sanders Memorial Chapel in Wayne City. Burial will follow in the Thomason Cemetery. Visitation will be held at 11 a.m. to service time at the Archie L. Sanders Chapel on Friday, December 2nd. 68-year-old Albion resident Stephen Ray Kendrick died on Thursday, November 24th. A celebration of life service for Stephen Ray Kendrick will be held at a later date. James Leslie Jim Schatzel, 84, of Norris City, died on Sunday, November 20th. A memorial service for Jim Schatzel will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, December 1st, 2022, at Village Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Norris City. Friends and family may visit from 10 a.m. until time of service on Thursday, December 1st, 2022, at Village Cumberland Presbyterian Church in Norris City. Campbell Funeral Home in Norris City is in charge of arrangements. Judy E. Young, age 75, of Flora, Illinois, died on Monday, November 28th. A celebration of life ceremony will be held at 2 p.m. on Monday, December 5th, 2022, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Oskaloosa Cemetery. A visitation will be held from 12 noon until 2 p.m. on Monday. As a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, that is WFIWradio.com. Today's local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies and a high of 40. I'm Bryce Thompson reporting the news.
When you think of everyday great deals on love seats, recliners, and sectionals, you need to think of Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center has some of the best deals in the area, and they have them every day. Shop Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, they'll treat you right. Here's what's going on.
On Saturday, December the 3rd, the Mount Airy Ruritan Club will be serving a breakfast from 6 until 9 a.m. Menu will consist of sausage, sausage gravy, biscuits, scrambled eggs, hash browns, pancakes, and beverages. Price is $7 for adults and $3 for children. And on Saturday, December the 10th, the Jeff Ruritan Club will serve a breakfast from 7 until 9 a.m. It will be a buffet of sausage, sausage gravy, biscuits, scrambled eggs, hash browns, pancakes, and beverages. Price is by donation.
The is it morning yet deal. How about now? Or now? Because morning time is McDonald's breakfast time. And that's the best time of all the times.
Start your morning at McDonald's and enjoy a delicious sausage biscuit and crispy hash browns for just $2.50. And pair it with an any size soft drink, like an icy cold Coca-Cola for just $1.29. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Time now for your WFIW-WOKZ radio sportscast. In high school girls basketball from last night, it was Nashville over Fairfield 37-28. In high school wrestling, it was the Mules over Redbud 53-30, but Benton beat the Mules 60-24. Fairfield Lady Colts JV team loses to the Flora Lady Pups 24-26, but the Lady Colts varsity team beats the Lady Pups varsity team 38-21. It's on to the round of 16 for the U.S. men's soccer team. The U.S. beat Iran 1-0 in the final group game at the World Cup in Qatar. The only goal was scored by Christian Pulisic, who was subbed out at halftime after injuring himself on the play. U.S. soccer announced the star winger had pelvic contusion and his status is day-to-day. The team will face the Netherlands on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. A new top four has been revealed in the latest edition of the college football playoff rankings. Georgia maintains its spot as the top-ranked team in the nation as it heads into the SEC championship game against LSU this weekend. Michigan climbed to number two after last week's impressive win over Ohio State. The Buckeyes fell to fifth in the rankings. TCU rose to number three while USC was the newcomer at the fourth and final spot in the playoff. Alabama, Tennessee, Penn State, and Kansas State rounded out the top 10 of the rankings. In World Cup action, it was USA 1, Iran 0. In NBA action, it was the Knicks over the Pistons 140-110, Mavericks 116, Warriors 113, and the Clippers over the Trailblazers 118-112. In NHL action, it was the Bruins over the Lightning 3-1, Sharks 4, Canadiens 0, Hurricanes 3, Penguins 2 in overtime, Flyers 3, Islanders 1, Predators 2, Ducks 1 in overtime, Jets 5, Avalanche 0, Flames 6, Panthers 2, Capitals 5, Canucks 1, and the Kraken over the Kings 9-8 in overtime. In top 25 college basketball action from last night, it was number 1 Houston over Norfolk State 100-52, number 3 Virginia over Michigan 70-68, Marquette upsets number 10 Baylor 96-70. Number 17 Illini over Syracuse 73-44. Number 18 Kentucky over Bellarmine 60-41. Number 22, Maryland over Louisville, 79-54. And number 24, San Diego State over UC Irvine, 72-69. Here's the schedule for today. In middle school girls basketball action, it'll be the Sisney girls at Fairfield Center Street. Game time is at 6. In NBA action, it'll be the 76ers at the Cavaliers, Hawks at the Magic, Heat at the Celtics, Wizards at the Nets, Bucks at the Knicks, Grizzlies at the Timberwolves, Raptors at the Pelicans, Spurs at the Thunder, Rockets at the Nuggets, Bulls at the Suns, Clippers at the Jazz, Pacers at the Kings, and the Trailblazers are at the Lakers. In NHL action, it'll be the Sabres at the Red Wings, Rangers at the Senators, Sharks at the Maple Leafs, and the Oilers are at the Blackhawks. In top 25 college basketball action, it'll be number 5 Purdue at Florida State, number 13 Tennessee hosts McNeese State, number 16 Duke hosts number 25 Ohio State, number 23 Iowa State hosts North Dakota, Indiana hosts number 15 North Carolina, and number 20 Michigan State is at Notre Dame. That's a Wednesday check of sports.
Time now for your WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 40. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low of 22. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high around 42. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low of 31. Friday, slight chance of rain, then mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 55. Friday night, a 30% chance of rain with a low of 41. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 53.
WFIWFM.